Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 33, and Ping, of course, is the weekly show that brings you all the hottest stories that Microsofties are talking about each week. And one thing they're talking about is the fact that Paul's not here.
I know. I'm stepping in for him.
That's so. Right. I'm sure you guys know. This is Clint Rutkus. He's been on Coding for Fun. He's hosted This Week on Channel 9. And I'm sure you've just know him as an all-around niner. And he's graciously decided to step in and fill the void that was in our hearts this week.
I know.
So thank you. Thank you for that. And before we start the show, because I know you wanted to show off, tell us what we're going to talk about first real quick.
So first we're going to be talking about Windows Phone.
That's enough. Just tease him.
Just a tease.
Before we get to the Windows Phones, we actually have some samples here we're going to show you. I told them a few weeks ago, I was going to throw a Windows 7 launch party.
Okay.
And if you sign up to throw a Windows 7 launch party, they send you the party kit. And I got the party kit in the mail.
Okay.
And I just wanted to share with you guys at home, in case you didn't get the party kit, what you actually get in the party kit.
What do you get?
Now, when I throw a party, I make sure to have certain elements.
What are those elements? Because I know what when I throw
of them
a party
are in the party kit. But here it is. So this is what comes in the mail.
It comes with puppies.
Okay, I wish it came with puppies. This is what you come in the mail. And the first thing you get, I noticed, is streamers. What is essential for some people may forget the streamers in their party, but this is what they throw. And then they give you a puzzle, some puzzle pieces. So you've got a puzzle there that's, you know, I sometimes forget that when I'm throwing a party.
And then you also get napkins, because let's not kid ourselves.
You don't want to have a messy party, so napkins. And then multicolored balloons, always important to have, sorry, Clint, I'm blocking your face. Balloons.
Get some playing cards, because
some playing cards.
You got to gamble.
Yeah. This part is actually kind of fun. They give you a bunch of Windows 7 bags to fill up with goodies in your goodie bags. So there you go. You know, because all the parties that I go to give out goodie bags, right?
Every party.
Do you remember that one we went to on Friday night?
Oh!
I didn't remember it, but the goodie bag was good.
And you have a Windows 7 poster.
Windows 7 poster, and obviously the PS de resistance, the reason you all probably wanted to throw your Windows 7 party, is the copy of Windows 7 Ultimate, signed by Steve Ballmer. So it's an interesting campaign. It kind of makes me wonder, who are they targeting with this is the kind of materials that they're telling you to throw your party
streamer
with?
Streamer lovers.
Streamers, balloons, and puzzles, because Windows 7 isn't just for kids. But regardless, we at Ping, we're going to give it all away to you for doing various stunts and tricks and childish things. So we're going to give that all to you in coming weeks. But that's enough of that. Let's start the show, Clint.
Okay.
We've got stuff to say.
So start the show. Okay, so.
Well, now we stop and we grieve.
So we have Windows Mobile 6.5, which is now the official launch of
last
the
week.
Windows Phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that launch. So we have a couple of the actual phones here. So I have the AT&T Tilt 2,
mm-hmm.
So it tilts up. It's very, very, very original.
Right? Not touchscreen, though.
No, it is touchscreen.
Oh, it is touchscreen.
It is
okay,
touchscreen.
Cool.
Then we also have the Sprint Intrepid, which is also a touchscreen QWERTY phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you have?
This is the Verizon Imagio, a touchscreen, and I actually am a Verizon user, so this would be my mobile Windows phone of choice. And here is the AT&T Pure.
Which is also a pure touchscreen.
Also a touchscreen. And these are out, right? These are pretty much all out now.
So the two that aren't out right now are the AT&T Tilt 2,
uh-huh.
And I believe the Sprint Intrepid. And they will be out by end of October.
These are sexy.
And I know.
And then they're expected to have 30 more actual different units out by end of year.
Yeah.
So lots of choices for where you want to run your Windows Mobile 6.5.
Yes.
Cool.
And the cool thing right now is we're actually launching a Windows development contest for actually developing it.
Yeah.
So you can go to mobilethisdeveloper.com or developer.windowsphone.com to find out additional contest information.
Right, so basically the contest is you're developing an app for 6.5, right?
Yes. And it's not just Windows 6.5, it's Windows Mobile 6.0, 6.1, and 6.5 because the Windows Marketplace for mobile will be released by end of year for 6.0 and 6.1.
Gotcha.
But for the winners of those, because there's two different ways you can win it, by having the most downloaded free app or the highest grossing paid app will win a Microsoft Surface developer.
Not a bad prize.
It's not a bad prize.
Who doesn't want a Surface? And I believe they're giving you a dev kit for the Surface as well,
yes.
Right? So really a lot of growth here and a lot of room for fun times if you're a developer.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to mention about the 6.5 launch is, and we talked about it last week, is my phone.
Yes.
For those of us, because when you have this sexy device, when you're running 6.5 on your Verizon Imagio, you don't want to lose it, and you don't want to get it wet. But if you do, we have the MyPhone service.
Yes.
Which backs up all of your photos, videos.
It basically backs up your phone, quite nice. But however, let's talk about the mixed reviews.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
I know. So some people have been very hostile toward it. Other people haven't. I'm a proud Windows Mobile user.
As am I.
But we've openly said that it's a platform,
mm-hmm.
and we're not where we are, where we want to be, but we're working toward that.
Well, I think I've read a lot of different opinions on this, and I think what people are sort of disgruntled about is they feel like they wanted 7.0 and they got 6.5, but I don't think we've ever sort of made. Microsoft hasn't made any claims that this is it, we're done. Like, we know 7.0 is coming, and I still think that 6.5 has some valuable upgrades and new features and new services.
It's
still worthy of excitement.
To me, it's kind of like, well, we know Windows 9 potentially is going to be
right.
down the road,
but right.
just because it's not here yet doesn't mean,
you know
Windows
that's
7.
Like my friends who refuse to buy DVDs and save their cassette tapes because they're like, well, they're just going to come out with something better next.
It's called Blu-ray.
And look at all the fun they missed out on, so don't miss out on your 6.5 fun. And honestly, go online and check out some of these new phones because they're sleek and they're sexy, and definitely join the developer contest, because you guys are developers. Who doesn't want a Surface?
And it ends December 31st.
So get on it, is what you're saying.
Get on it, yeah.
Yes, ride the pony.
See what that...
All right, one thing that happens to us a lot here on the show, and I always like to shed some light on, is a little bit of misrepresentation in the media for poor old Microsoft. And a story... You know, sometimes the paparazzi and the tabloids don't treat us well. And one of the rumors that was going around is that Hotmail got hacked.
Ooh.
And that
How did they claim Hotmail got hacked?
How did they claim?
Yes.
They said that they got a hold of people's passwords.
Okay.
Their Hotmail passwords, and then that like 10,000 users were forced to reset their password. And well, that's kind of true.
Yes.
It's not completely true.
So what makes it not completely true?
It's like a quiz with
clips. I know.
This is Jeopardy!
I don't know if I know the answer. What makes it completely true is that Hotmail didn't get hacked. And not only was it Hotmail that was sort of, had problems with their email accounts, but it was Google admitted they had the same problems.
Yep.
Probably Yahoo, AOL, these are all coming sort of to fruition now. And it wasn't that they were hacked so much as they were a victim of a scandalous phishing attack.
Okay.
Just like that.
So what phishing, though, is, for the people that don't know, is when someone just does a mass, email out and say, hey, click this link, and then they try to fake you into giving out your information.
Right.
But here, one of the big things was a lot of people used really weak passwords.
Right.
So an example of a weak password would be like your entire password is lowercase and like very short.
Right.
Or it's a common phrase. Like here we showed on ZDNet, they're talking about the... 10 most commonly used passwords, and shockingly, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right. And that's usually like the default password. They also say that it was frowned upon to use the same password across, all of your different, various places that you need to put a password into. So I think this says to me, one, Microsoft got a little bad press, but we moved on from that. Obviously, it's important to create a strong password.
Yeah.
And, I think Microsoft and certain applications, we even give you the little meter of, strong, medium, weak. So it's important to use a strong password. And then, once again, how can we drill this into people's head? Don't give out your information.
Well,
unless I ask for it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty... like banks are very good about this, where they'll like Bank of America
mm-hmm.
will, they have an image that says, is this your image that you selected? And your username, when you put it in, is not on the same page as where you put in your password, because then that gives you that extra step of, I didn't just put in all my information at once and give it all away.
Let me ask you something, though. So, you know, bad person A decided to send out this phishing email,
yeah.
bad company A, whoever it is, to get my password. They want my password for my Hotmail account.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with it?
Well, it's not so much just your Hotmail account. It's what information could be in that account. Who knows? Like,
gotcha.
I may have ordered some stuff that they may not have. They might actually put in my entire credit card number,
mm-hmm.
which could be a bad thing.
And do you think this is actually an individual or this is a company? I mean, someone's sitting there reading 10,000 Hotmail users' emails, look, you know, besides, you know, forwards from mom looking for credit card information. It seems like such a time suck.
You never know.
I know it was you, so just tell me why. Why are you doing it?
There's lots of different ways you can attack. Like I said, I honestly can't give you the exact reasons why people do this, but it's
right.
There is money to be made in doing bad things, and people realize that. And like phishing attacks, they may send out 100 million emails
yeah.
in this attack and maybe only get back 100,000.
Gotcha.
So, but it's such a small little percentage, but those people that, you know, return, it's potentially useful
information. So you're basically saying that money is the root of all evil.
I thought that was girls, but okay.
Next. All right, we've got one last story. It's a quickie, but it's adorable. And I went online. Have you ever bought anything off eBay?
Yes, I have.
And did you pay a fortune for it?
No, that's why you go to eBay.
Yeah, although, exactly, right? But another reason you could get some really cool stuff is celebrity-signed swag. Junk, celebrity-signed junk. And apparently, and no one's going to get this, but they are offering up an Xbox signed by, an Xbox 360, signed by the one, the only... Sarah Palin.
I don't know why anyone would want
apparently,
that.
this young man was traveling throughout Canada. He traveled 3 days because he knew that Sarah Palin was going to be giving a speech
yeah.
at this governor's picnic or something. He fought the crowd, got in front of her, put his Xbox in, had her sign it, and she said at the time this was the most extravagant thing she's ever signed, which is odd because I'm nobody and I've signed boobs before, so, you know, what are you going to do? I guess Palin doesn't like to sign a chest, but maybe she has. She didn't want to mention it at the governor's picnic, you know. But you can auction. You can buy this on eBay, and the opening bid is $1.1 million.
I know, and here's the kicker: this is actually the second time it's actually been on eBay.
Time because no one's going to buy it. That's the bottom line.
No, the first time it was pulled off. This time he's doing it.
But he's got a minimum bid of $1.1 million. I went and sort of did some research to see what other like celebrity junk was selling for.
Wait. First off, Xbox. Is not
true. But neither is the limited edition Michael Jackson CD, which is only selling for $5,000. And if Michael Jackson, you know, if his items, which you actually get to listen to his music and he's just passed, is only selling for $5,000, I find it hard to believe that someone's going to pay $1 million for the Sarah Palin Xbox CD. And if that's the going rate,
yeah,
I'll have Clint autograph an Xbox and auction it off, and there you go, rich! It's the end of that story.
I'll take 20%.
That's the end of the show. I want to thank our friends at Windows
yes.
Phone for showing us off those devices and for letting us have them all. No, they didn't give us anything. I want to thank Clint for coming by and helping. And Clint's going to be here next week, too, so that's exciting. And everyone who watches, thanks for commenting. Thanks for thumbing upping in the ratings. We love the thumbs up.
Oh, we love the thumbs up.
And we
up.
Say if they have something bad to say, just comment. No thumbs down. And with that, we're done.
We're done.
That's a wrap. See you later.